Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
In the studio, we have got Isaac and Joey from Shotgun Wedding. Kia ora, guys.
What's up?
Hello.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I do know these guys, so if I am mean to them, I'm not a bad person. They're my friends.
Never met them before in my fucking life.
Oh my god, no. They know me. They do. We're here today to talk about bat bombs. What is bat bombs?
So, bat bombs comes from one of my co-workers. You know, he's a pretty out of it guy, and he starts talking about back in before World War II, before they cracked the atom bomb, they would just like tape napalm to bats and trying to drop them on Japan, and it just sounded like nonsense. And then I googled it and it was real, so it felt like necessary to document.
It's so crazy, it might just work.
It might just be true. It didn't work. But you know, it's historical. We're a historical band.
Well, it's a great name for a band, and it's a great song. I've heard it many times before it was released, but I just think Joey is obviously here. You guys are a rock band, but we've got Joey here who plays the saxophone.
Yeah.
And it's not like what you take away from Bat Bombs, but I think it's what makes the song what it is. It's just a nice little doo-doo-doo. It's, when you listen to it, it's punchy. You guys heard it. It was the opening song of the show. It's great to dance to. How'd you come up with the bit, Joey?
If I could do weirder stuff in other songs, that doesn't make heaps of sense. But this one, because it was just punchy and a little bit more linear and kind of just makes a bit more sense. Like,
sorry, can I just start that sentence again? How did you come up with the saxophone lick?
I do other like kind of weirder nonsensical stuff in other songs, but for the song it was a little bit more, the song's just like punchier and straightforward and makes a bit more sense. Part of the reason we like release it as a single as well is just because it's kind of just pretty clear to what our sound is, so I just like didn't want to overcomplicate it, didn't want to take any focus away from the bat bombs either. Just kind of wanted it to be, yeah.
And the lyrics of the song, Isaac, that's a bit of you in there?
That's a bit of me.
Yeah, nice. So other than being inspired by your co-workers' fascination with,
war crimes.
I know you're quite passionate about trebuchets.
Well, you know.
Who isn't? I think when you really get into
it. Someone's got to have a hobby, man. Not my fault, I just love history. Don't ask me anything about them, I don't understand them. But
show me a trebuchet hater and I will show you a liar. Like, that's just...
Where did the rest of the inspiration for the song, other than the bombs being strapped to the bats, come from?
I don't know, I think I just thought about exploding a lot, as I so often do, and it just kind of, it comes out, you know?
That explosiveness is it's one of my favourite things about Shotgun Wedding, I must say.
Wow.
And you guys, for people who would like to hear Bat Bombs in person, would like to experience Shotgun Wedding in person, where can they do that?
We are playing at the Crown next. We are playing at the Crown next Friday, the 6th of March, with our friends Cindy from Auckland, who fucking rip, and local legends Ram Raid and Four Starvation from Wellington.
Big lineup.
Big lineup. Huge, mate.
Huge.
Worth
the
price
of
admission.
I've already booked work off.
You?
You guys should too.
Yeah.
I have. Don't worry.
I might not even be there.
And we've got another slightly more secretive gig to not really discuss, but...
Well, we're playing on the Saturday as well, and if you know where to find us, you know where to find us, and we'll see you there.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And this is obviously an EP. Can we expect any more releases from Shotgun Wedding?
Well, it's one song at the moment. But there are more coming in the pipeline. Just kind of at different stages of completion, as they always are. But, you know, pretty keen to get it out so we can maybe stop playing them as much live and write new songs.
Nice. And what's the recording process like for this? Who helped you guys record the song? Where did you record it?
We were down at South Link Studios in South D with Nick, who was a great help to us. You know, he gets it. Didn't try and stop us too much, which was great.
Yeah, didn't have to explain anything. He just, like,
yeah, he got it.
Record. Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's my first time ever being in a studio. I think it's Joey's first time being in a studio as well, so it's pretty fucking full on, but bit jarring.
It definitely is.
I think anyone who likes the sound of their voice recorder is a sociopath.
Yes, felt that, very much felt that. Yeah. And Joe, what about the sound of your saxophone? How was that to experience?
Yeah, it was cool. Hearing it just getting mixed and stuff. Obviously, like when you're playing electric guitar, you've got all your own pedals and you kind of figure out your sound before you go into it. But yeah, just hearing it differently from the acoustic sound to what it was in the studio. And Nick was pretty good with placing it where I wanted it, like in the mix. Some of it, you know, it's the focus, and some of it I kind of just want it in the background. And hearing the different ways he would work with that was cool. But yeah, in terms of working through trying to get these songs finished, it's kind of just deciding exactly what each song wants to sound like, which is, yeah.
And we'll fix it in post.
So how long ago do you think the sort of core of Bat Bombs, the song, was written and did you decide on?
About a year ago. We had a bit of a hiatus for health reasons, and so I kind of just lost my mind a bit and wrote a bunch of songs, and that was kind of the first one that took hold after kind of playing the same stuff for the first year of us being in a band. And it was a bit more of a shift into kind of the more rock and rolly, punky stuff that we're kind of up to at the moment.
Do you think as you go on to record new stuff, have you felt that journey from when you first wrote Bat Bombs to now, and now you're trying to get these other songs recorded so you can write new ones, what's the progression of your band's sound going like? Do you feel that there's much change there, or are you guys sort of solidifying what's good?
Some of the songs we wrote were like the first songs that we wrote, and it's been like over the course of a year, 2 years now, and they sound, at least to me, like they sound like really different. And so I think it'd be nice for us to kind of write a bunch of songs in succession and release them, rather than this EP is like kind of just a collection of the songs we liked the most over the past couple of years. And so I'm excited to kind of get more into the nitty-gritty rather than like just songs that we think sound good as songs, and just trying to do a bunch of weird stuff for the next project.
Yeah, nice.
Thoughts? Personally, yeah, the songs I write are getting dumber. You know, they started off kind of trying to be weird and, you know, break new ground, and then I realized I really just like playing stupid Neanderthal punk riffs, so, you know, it's music for jocks, mate.
And how do you find, because I know that all the members of your band, and you two in particular, have like very eclectic sort of music taste. What parts of your own music taste would you like to draw in? If there was like full free reign and anything could be improvised and anything could be done well, what from your own taste would you like to sort of splice into the Shotgun Wedding sound? Tough question.
But that's a good question. I think a lot of it is, I think Isaac's taste was where the sound started, and I think it's still carried through. I think fortunately we did start off with, we agree quite a bit as a band, as opposed to I think a lot of other musicians like to argue and whinge, but we kind of just are pretty, you know, there's going to be a lot of right answers. We kind of just have to choose one of them and play that as the song.
Yeah. Luckily, I've surrounded myself with talented people who kind of just let me do whatever I want, which is great.
Isn't that just the story of my life?
Mm. Well, we love enablers.
Yeah, exactly. I am what I surround myself with. Well, guys, it's 20 minutes to 6.
So good.
Thank you for being here and talking to me. I played Bat Bombs before, but I'll play it again.
Happy birthday, Nim.
Oh, my gosh. Of course. Happy birthday, Nim.
The greatest supporter.
And shout out to the members. Do you guys want to talk about the Shotgun Weddingists that aren't here?
Yeah, shout out to Billy and Scott, our bassist and drummer, respectively. You'll be able to see them on Friday. I promise they're real. They're not just raccoons and trench coats.
They've never been in here, so I don't actually believe them.
Yeah, they're androids. They're locked in my basement.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for Bat Bombs. Where can people see you? Remind them again. Where can they listen to your song?
Bandcamp at the moment. Probably just Bandcamp for a while, because, you know, it's not that evil, I don't think. And, yeah, we'll see you at the Crown next Friday. Tickets available from Under the Radar. Buy them.
Hey.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Joey. Thanks, Isaac. Okay.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.